Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. We send out a special prayer, Lord, for all those that are being persecuted around the world. Help them, Lord Jesus, wherever they are. Lord, help them, Lord. Strengthen them. Keep them, Lord. Give them favor, Lord. Hide them in your strong tower, Lord Jesus. Give them strength on today, Lord Jesus, that they may be able to continue the assignment of which you have given them, Lord Jesus. Help your people on today in Jesus' name. Amen. We will continue in John chapter 14. We left off yesterday with verse 17, and we were talking about the Holy Spirit. It says, even the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, leading us and guiding us into all truth, whom the world cannot receive. The world cannot receive because they reject the gospel. They reject the gospel of Christ. They reject the redemption from the Son of God willingly. And it says, because it cannot see him, because it seeth him not. The world has been blinded. But you have to yield your willingness over to the enemy in order to be blinded. He can't just take it from you, but you have to yield yourself over to it. And so it says, the world cannot receive it because it seeth him not. You can't see what you don't believe. Let's continue. Neither knoweth him, neither have a relationship with Christ is what it's talking about there. But ye know him. Now it's talking about believers. It shifted the thought now over to the believers. It's saying, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And so this is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, which is the word in the Greek. The helper, the advocate, that one that comes alongside of you, helping you and comforting you, that is the Holy Spirit. Verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And so when Jesus was here, he walked along the disciples. He walked in this earth and he was embodied on this earth. Teaching and giving his life to the disciples, teaching and training the world, breaking the gospel down to the world and telling them and revealing them to them that he was the Son of God and what his purpose was here. And so, but Jesus, once he ascended, up and he sent down the Comforter. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. And that word there is orphan. I will not leave you as an orphan. I will not leave you fatherless. The Bible talks about God being a father to the fatherless. And he said, I will not leave you as an orphan, one that has no father. I will send you a comforter. I will send you the one that is going to abide with you and is going to abide in you. And so then you have an assurance, and we're going to look at that. Let's look at verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. So it says, though, you know, it's saying that after a little while, after he walked with the earth, he's not going to be seen, but you will see him. The believer will see him. Why? Because that Spirit of God dwells in the believer. That's how we see God, because we have a relationship with God. And so he lives and we live. We will live forever. Everyone has an eternal destination. I was teaching this week at the City of Faith Family Worship Center, and I was teaching on hell and death. And everyone has a destiny. We will all live forever. It's just a matter of where. When we choose the gospel of Christ and choose what God has given to us, his Son, as redemption, we choose life and we will live with him in eternity. When we reject the gospel, we choose an eternal damnation. We choose hell. And so I was talking about that we all have a choice whether or not we're going to follow God or not. And this is that time. I've spoke before about we come into this life, I believe, primarily to make a decision. What's it going to be? Are you going to choose Jesus and you're going to choose life with him? Or are you going to choose separation from God forever? And that is hell. Hell is truly separation from God. And I know some people are like, well, say I don't want to choose God, but then I don't want to go to hell. Well, hell is separation from God. If you don't want to be with the Lord, you don't want to be with Jesus Christ, that means you choose hell. There's no other choice. And so now let's look at verse 20. It says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. That's how we have that assurance. We have that assurance that Jesus Christ is real, because we have the Holy Spirit. The believer has the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, and your spirit bears witness with the Spirit of God. You feel that assurance. You know that you have that assurance because of your belief in Jesus Christ. But the world doesn't have that assurance because they reject God. They reject Jesus. You know, and I remember when I did not have the Spirit of God. I know the difference between having the Spirit and not having the Spirit, because even on my best day, I still had a vacancy. I remember when I wrote a book and I had a book signing, and it was one of the most just special and exciting and exhilarating moments of my life, when I was signing books and I was reciting my poetry and I had my great moment, and there were people there that loved me. It was in an art gallery and it was just my moment, and everything was awesome. And even afterwards, we went out together and people were talking about me, and I was just this celebrity for a few hours. And it was so special and awesome. But you know what? When I got home and I closed the door, it was just me alone in a room. And it was one of the most loneliest moments of my life. Because even in that best time, there was still a vacancy. There was still an absence. And that absence is the Holy Spirit. You know, people are searching all over the world for what's going to make them happy, you know, but that Spirit of God, which is the Comforter, that seals you and it lets you know you have a destiny and you belong to someone. You are not alone in this world. So when people are searching all over the world for this and that and money and fame and all those things, it's never going to make you truly happy, because you have a vacancy fitted for the Spirit of God. And once you have the Spirit of God, you know that you belong to Him, and it is that assurance, and it is that helper, that advocate, that one that comes alongside of you. And you need that. You need that in order to know that you belong to God. And that doesn't mean you won't have problems in this life and things that you need to overcome and conquer and things that you need to learn and grow with, but you will not feel like you are alone. Let's stop right there. We will continue tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you.